in Wise play called The General by Helen Rutledge of Evanston, Illinois, starring Gene Herschel as Dr. Christian with Helen Clare as Judy Price. Ladies, it isn't the color that matters so much as the condition of your hair. Remember, whether you're blonde, brunette, brownette, or Titian-haired, gentlemen prefer hair that's soft, lustrous, attractive. To check dry scalp, to give your hair the sparkling sheen, the gleaming loveliness that means so much, use Vaseline Hair Tonic. Use it regularly. Use Vaseline Hair Tonic like this. Before every shampoo, massage the scalp briskly with plenty of Vaseline Hair Tonic. Then steam your hair for several minutes with a piping hot towel. After the shampoo, brush on a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic as you would a brilliantine. Notice how obediently it follows the direction of your comb. See how soft and lovely your hair has become. How alive with flattering, shimmering highlights. Start following this simple Vaseline Hair Tonic routine tonight. Ask your druggist for a bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic. If you go down State Street in River's End and turn left at the second corner, the third house on the south side of the street is a rambling white one with a large screen porch in front. A service star hangs in the front window, and that's where our prize play, The General, begins.
Oh, I hope we're in time, Dr. Christian.
I hope so, Judy.
It is hard, Mrs. Gerard said.
That's what Madge thought. Of course, The General is pretty well along in years.
Hello, Dr. Christian. Hello, Judy.
Hello.
Hello, Goose. Hello, Polly.
Hello.
Where's your great-grandfather?
He's in the living room, Dr. Christian. Hurry.
Oh, in here, Dr. Christian. Hurry.
Well, General, what's this about your being sick?
Oh, I'm afraid it's poppy to me this time, Paul.
Oh, nonsense. I will just listen to your heart.
I guess this is the last bugle call. It's all right, Paul. Nobody wants an old warrior around here. I'm just excess ordinary.
Oh, Grandfather, how can you say such a thing?
General, you know you're not in the way.
I guess everybody gets in the way sometimes, General.
Who?
Now, what have I done?
Any pain anywhere but your heart, General?
No. Isn't that enough, you blame pill peddler?
Grandfather.
Oh, now, never mind, Madge. The General and I have been friends for a good many years, and we understand each other. Now, you just lie back and rest, General. Come out in the hall, please, the rest of you. I want to talk to you.
You don't mind my leaving you, Grandfather?
All right, you go. Don't bother with me. Can't let the wounded stop the attack. But,
Grandfather, you mustn't talk that way.
Please come, Mrs. Gerard.
Well, if you say so. I'll be right back, Grandfather.
Shut the door, please, Boots.
Is it that bad, Dr. Christian?
Well, tell me about how he happened to have the attack.
It was all my fault, Dr. Christian. I got him excited.
We all got him excited, I'm afraid.
Well, what did he expect? Of all the crummy ideas.
It was about the service star.
You mean your father's service star in the window?
Well, what about it?
Pop's in the army overseas, and so Mom put the service star up for him.
Oh, surely the General didn't object to that.
No, he didn't object. But he wanted us to put up two service stars.
Two service stars?
But isn't your father the only member of your family in the services?
Yes, he is.
Well, then who was the other service star for?
That's the one the General wants for himself. For himself?
Yeah, because at the age of 14, he was a drummer boy for the last month of the Civil War.
Well, I've heard the General talk about his war experiences many times, but
I'll bet you have. Everybody in River's End has. Of course, they're never the same stories twice.
And they get bigger every time he tells them. And he's been telling them for years. It's like his being called by a military title. Pop said when he first knew him, it was captain and then colonel, and now it's general. You know, he's got so he really believes he is a general. And he sure acts like one.
The last time Jeff was here, he had to spend the whole evening listening to the general tell about his conversations with Abraham Lincoln. Just last night before he went in the Marines.
The General just thought the Lincoln angle up that night at supper.
Now, children, you should be ashamed of yourselves. With your great-granddad in there sick, and for all we know, he might be dying.
The General is not dying, Matt.
You mean he's going to be all right?
Say, you don't think the old goat is faking, do you?
Boot Benjamin Gerard.
Well, was he faking, Dr. Christian?
Oh, I wouldn't say he was faking, Polly, but I don't think he had a heart attack either. Maybe in the excitement, he actually thought he had one. Anyhow, it's nothing to worry about.
Why, Dr. Christian was just saying last week that the general's really in remarkable shape for a man of his age. And his mind is as clear as a bell.
Really, Dr. Christian?
Really, Madge, it's you I'm worried about, not the general.
Me? Mother? Well, what's wrong with Mother?
Mom's always been strong as a horse.
A fine thing to say about your mother, I must say.
Ah, girls, do nothing but chase Marines.
Just because my fiancé happens to be a Marine.
Fiancé? You know you can't get engaged to Jeff until you're 18. Mom said so. And that isn't for a year yet.
9 months. And besides, little boys should be seen and not heard.
Writing Marines 3, 4, 5 letters a day and putting lipstick all over the paper.
Mother, make him stop. He's been spying again. Oh, between him and the general, a girl can't even have a private love life around here.
Oh, now, children, that's enough.
We were talking about your mother's health, children. Madge isn't looking well. I want you to stop bickering and settle down to helping Madge with the general.
Nobody needs any helping with me, I'll have you know, you pill peddler, you Paul Christian.
Grandfather, you're supposed to be lying down. You weren't listening at the door.
Counter-espionage, that's all, and a good thing, too. My own sawbones, my own family sneaking up on my flank. Leave my quarters, Paul Christian.
Oh, now, General.
Yes. Madge, you call another sawbones, my heart.
Never mind, General,
my own
never
family
mind.
Sneaking up on
we're
my
going. Plank. Don't be upset, Madge. Goodbye.
Yes, Mrs. Spratley, one pink one after every meal and a white one once a day. That's quite all right. Yes. Goodbye, Mrs. Spratley.
Still pill peddling?
General, I didn't hear you come in.
The most important factor in any attack, surprise.
Oh, do you want to see the doctor?
I wouldn't go to a sawbones office to see my lawyer, would I?
Just a minute, please. I'll tell the doctor you're here.
Mighty pretty mount you got there, girl.
Mount?
Legs, you civilian.
Oh, thank you. Dr. Christian, the general is here.
The general?
Yes.
Oh, well, show him in, Judy.
You may go in now, General.
I heard him.
Good morning, General. Are you speaking to us again?
Only in the line of military necessity. It's about the parade.
Oh, you mean the Riverscent Service Parade?
Are you in charge of it?
Not exactly. But I'm making a few changes in the line of march. It takes a military man to order a line of march properly. No job for hens and civilians.
Now, let's see now. The idea is that every family in Riverscent with a service star is to have a representative in the parade, with the youngest member of the family representing absent service men and women, huh?
Oh, and there'll be the high school band and the Boy Scout drum and bugle corps.
All right, all right, all right. Now, Paul, I have a petition here for you to sign. Right there. Here's my pen.
Well, now, just a minute, General. What is the petition for?
I told you it's about the parade. It just provides that we march in order of length of service and gets that blasted band to the rear. Nobody could march to that band.
Why, General, the high school has a wonderful band.
Young woman, you gab too much. With mounts like yours, you don't have to gab. Sign it, Paul. You're holding up the war. The general's time is valuable if yours isn't.
Well, what do you mean we march, General? I understood the parade was to represent only the men and women now at war. And Boots would, of course, take his father's place.
It's a service star parade, isn't it? Well, Boots can represent his father and be hanged. I'll represent myself.
Oh, I see.
So Mrs. Gerard did put 2 service stars in the window after all.
How long does it take you to write your name, Paul Christian? Not illiterate, are you?
I'm sorry, General. Personally, I would be very happy to see you in the parade and leading it. But the families with service men and women in this war arranged the parade. And I don't feel that I have the right to ask them to change the plan.
You mean you won't sign it?
I'm sorry, General.
Plain pill-pushing illicit horse thief. That's what you are.
General!
I'll have you know, Paul Christian, that you are no longer my sawbones. I've lost all confidence in your ability.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Of course, I want you to go to a doctor in whom you have confidence. I hope we can be still friends.
I feel faint.
Oh, lie down here on the couch, General.
Not where I'm not wanted. Never.
Oh, of course you're wanted, General. Lie down.
You
sign the petition?
I can't, General.
You will be sorry, Paul Christian. You will be sorry.
Out, Boots. I'm right here.
The general's put the other service star on the window.
He wouldn't. Let me see. Oh, Grandfather.
I'm not feeling very well. I think it must be something I ate.
It won't work, Grandfather. It simply won't work. Oh, how could you do such a thing when you knew how I felt about it?
Gab up, girl. Gab up. Can't hear a word you're saying.
Now, Grandfather.
Mother! Mother!
In here, Polly. Don't get excited. I've seen them.
Mother! What did the War Department letter say?
What are you talking about? I didn't get any War Department letter.
What?
You know I haven't heard from your father in weeks.
But the postman said he delivered it yesterday. He asked me what was in it.
But, Polly, I didn't get it.
Well, the postman said he rang the bell and gave it to the general.
Grandfather.
I really don't feel well. I think I'll just go up and lie down.
Grandfather, this is important. What did you do with that letter?
Hmm? Give up. I can't hear you.
You can hear me if you want to. Now tell me where my letter is.
I don't know, Madge.
You don't know?
We're crying out loud, General. We haven't heard from Pop in weeks.
I was just going out with my petition. I put the letter in my pocket here, and when I went to look for it, it wasn't there.
Oh. But if you dropped it in the street, someone would have found it.
I didn't go down the street, at least not right away. I deployed a little. I worked in Eisenhower's maneuvers in the meadow a while first.
The meadow? But that's immense.
We'll never find a letter in all that tall grass.
Oh, we'll have to, that's all. We'll start looking right now. Oh, Grandfather, how could you do such a thing?
I haven't heard from Jeff in a week. And I wrote him the nastiest letter and told him if he no longer cared, he could have his ring back. I'll bet he did write. General, were there any other letters?
There might have been.
Oh. Oh, Mother, my life is ruined. Jeff will never forgive me.
Quit, boy. You sure messed things up, General.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Both Polly and I were here in the house yesterday. There was no reason why you couldn't have given us our mail when it came. At the very least, you could have put it on the hall table where it belonged.
You didn't have to put it in your sand pocket.
Quit bawling.
You knew how anxiously we've been looking for word from Bill. You couldn't have accidentally forgotten to deliver the letter, Grandfather. I believe you meant to read it.
You mean the general read mine? Oh, I shall die. I know I shall die.
No, Madge. Polly.
Oh.
The maneuver went wrong. But I didn't mean any harm.
Oh, come on, children. We must start looking for your father's letter. If it should rain, we'll...
Don't get riled, Badfield. I won't bother you again. I'll go away.
Oh, go away.
Didn't like Madge to get riled. Polly.
Don't speak to me.
Eisenhower's maneuver sure got you in a bad spot, General.
Never mind about me.
I suppose you don't feel good.
No. This time I really don't. It isn't very pleasant to be an old, unwanted warrior.
No, I suppose not.
You really think I am unwanted?
It sure looks like it, don't it, General?
I'll go away. None of you will ever see me again. Maybe you'd better take the extra star out of the window.
Okay. But it's pretty late to be thinking of that.
You think so?
Yep.
Well, I'll be going now. I said, I'll be going now.
So long, General.
Don't let them feel too bad. Don't let them mourn for me.
Okay, General.
I'll be going now. Don't you want to say anything to me?
So long, General.
Boots Benjamin Gerard. You're a heartless, unfeeling, and emotional illiterate. You'll be sorry. You'll be sorry.
Dr. Christian's office. What?
Oh, no. How did this happen? Is he badly hurt? Oh, no.
Yes, of course, we'll be right there. Don't move him until the doctor arrives. Yes, right away. Goodbye. Dr. Christian.
What's wrong, Judy?
It's the general. He was hit by a train.
A train?
Yes, just as it was pulling into the station.
Was he badly hurt?
They don't know yet. He's still unconscious. They said he isn't cut much as far as they can see, but he's badly bruised, and of course, bones may be broken.
Here's my bag. Come on, Judy. We've got to hurry.
I'm ready, Doctor. But you haven't heard the worst of it. They said it was not an accident.
Of course it was an accident. He must have stumbled.
No, Dr. Christian. All the people who saw what happened said he deliberately walked into the path of the train.
Oh. Judy, if anything happens to the general, I'll never forgive myself.
Oh, it wasn't your fault, Dr. Christian.
I could have done something.
Now, what could you have done?
Quick, Judy. We must be in time.
Dr. Christian, thank heaven you've come.
Hurry, Dr. Christian, hurry.
That's all my fault. I thought he was just bluffing. I never thought he'd...
Oh, really... it's all our fault. He thought we didn't want him.
Now, if you'll just stand back a little.
Is he...
I can't tell yet.
Oh, don't, Mother, don't. It wasn't your fault. It was mine. I told him not to speak to me.
Quit, boy. Can I help you, Doctor?
No, thank you, Judy. Just keep the crowd back.
I thought Grandfather had lost an important letter from my husband, and he didn't at all.
You found it?
No, we didn't find it, but I just had a cable from Bill, and he said he had just gotten back where he could communicate with me, and he was fine, and to disregard any previous reports that he was missing in action.
I don't understand.
Well, don't you see? That letter yesterday wasn't from Bill. He said he hadn't been able to write previously. It must have been from the War Department reporting Bill missing in action. Of course, Grandfather shouldn't have read it, but he must have, and he knew how upset I'd be, so he just didn't give me the letter until we heard something more definite. It was wrong, but he only meant to save me.
And then we all jumped on him and bawled him out, and he never said anything about Father. He just took the blame when it wasn't his fault.
Will you quit bawling?
And Jeff's coming home on leave tonight. He didn't write because he wanted to surprise me, but his mother told me. The general must have taken the blame for losing that letter, too, because he didn't want me to know that Jeff hadn't written.
Well, tell us, Dr. Christian. Well, tell us something. Is he badly hurt?
Oh, it's hard to tell exactly about injuries, Madge. But I think he's going to be all right.
Oh, Dr. Christian.
Oh, we'll be so good to him if he'll just get well. Well, he can have anything he wants.
Oh, of course he can. All he was trying to do was help us and save us from worry.
I think he's beginning to come to now. Oh. He should be.
Oh, Grandfather, speak to me. It's Madge.
Mm.
Open your eyes, Grandfather.
Oh. Madge?
I'm right here, Grandfather. Now, don't you worry about anything. Everything's going to be all right.
It's all right about the service store?
Oh, of course it's all right.
Both of them?
All two of them.
And they let me lead the parade?
Oh, of course, General. You always lead the parade from River's End.
And that blasted band?
I'll get him to keep away from you, General. I can lick that drum major any day.
Hmm. I think I feel better.
Of course you do, General. Now, just going to send you home in a car and a few days' rest and bed. You should be fixed up fine.
Really, Dr. Christian? Don't you think he should go to the hospital at least to have some x-rays?
No, I don't think so, Matt. I'm reasonably certain there's nothing broken.
Don't worry about me. I'll be all right.
Of course you will. Now, Judy will just help him into Matt's car. Fortunately, it's right here.
Yes, darling.
Easy now, General.
Don't hold me, young woman. I can walk.
Certainly you can, General. You're walking very well.
Of course, you understand, I'm very weak.
Well, maybe you won't feel strong enough for the parade, Grandfather. It's only next Tuesday.
I'm going to lead that parade.
All right, Matt. You get him home to bed, and we'll be along later.
Thank you, Dr. Christian.
Dr. Christian, I always thought the War Department sent telegrams, not letters, to notify families that men were missing in action.
I believe they do.
Then that letter couldn't have been reporting Mr. Gerard missing in action. What do you mean?
Nothing, just a...
Dr. Christian, didn't it seem funny to you that the train could hit the general and not cut him more? Even if it was slowing down to the station, he had those terrible bruises, but... Well, they were terrible bruises. Of course, I just saw them from a distance, but they looked awful.
Oh, yes, yes, they looked awful.
It isn't like you not to x-ray any accident case. Why didn't you want the general taken to the hospital?
Between you and me, Judy, it was because I know a little more about hospital procedure than the general.
What do you mean?
A hospital would want to give him a bath or at least wash the bruises immediately.
Yes?
I don't know, of course, Judy, but somehow I don't think those bruises would stand too much washing.
Dr. Christian! You mean he faked them? You mean he wasn't hit by that train at all, but just made it look like it to the bystanders? And you let him get away with it?
It was just a matter of time, Judy. One way or another, the general was going to lead that parade. And, of course, I don't absolutely know the train didn't hit him. But those were the first bruises I ever saw that smelled like ink and came off on my fingers.
And the curtain descends on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star, Jean Hersholt, waiting to greet you. But first, a word from Judy Price.
All of us know there's still a very big war to be won in the Pacific. I'm sure no one wants to let anything interfere with turning out the supplies needed. And war workers, sore hands can interfere. Painfully sore hands can slow up your production. Sore hands caused by daily contact with oils, chemicals, dyes, or other irritants. Let me tell you about a marvelous simple routine. Before beginning work, just smooth a light protective coating of Vaseline petroleum jelly on your hands. This film helps keep grit from grinding into the skin, and it helps safeguard against infection. Makes dirt and grease lots easier to remove. And then, after you wash up, apply Vaseline petroleum jelly lightly again. In this way, you supplement the natural skin oils which strong cleansers often wash away. And you help promote quick healing of nicks and scrapes. You'll find your hands feel better when you give them this double protection with Vaseline petroleum jelly. Remember, there are many petroleum jellies on the market, but only one bears the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Cheeseburg Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity. And now, here is Jean Hersholt.
Thank you very much. Tonight's prize play, The General, was written by Helen Rutledge of Evanston, Illinois, and it's her first radio play. Mrs. Rutledge is the mother of a writer. Her daughter is the author of two mystery novels, so she decided to try her own hand at it with entertaining results, as you all know. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday night to the Vaseline program. Same time and same station. And until then, I'll say good night.
Men, check dry scalp easily, effectively with Vaseline hair tonic. If your druggist is temporarily out of the 40-cent size, get the economical 70-cent size. You get three times as much. Insist on Vaseline hair tonic. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.